Yeah, that's right. So the 1730s stories, they nearly always say, well, obviously this isn't about dead people in graves who are still living. It must be some kind of political allegory about the fact that the Balkans are under imperial cosh of the Turks or the Habsburg Empire and so on. So it's clearly a political allegory. And I think that becomes very clear that it's a very, very mobile metaphor for all kinds of different things, not just political power, not just sexual power, although that I think is why it's so successful in our culture, is that it's a very kind of obvious metaphor of transmission and contagion and corruption and giving yourself up to an alluring pleasure which is nevertheless murderous. Very important for the Victorians, since sex could kill them as it could kill us in present day. So there is this very kind of mobile metaphor about race too as well, so very much about whether this is a kind of an invasion of a foreign state, whether it's a lone Jew or if it's a metaphor of incomers from the pogroms in Russia and so on. So yeah, it's a very, very mobile metaphor, one that means that vampire will, I think, probably always be with us, because you can always spin it in another way and it'll always adjust and alter in different kinds of ways.